Welcome to the Rose Fee.
I'm fucking mad at Sissy right now because she don't want to fucking turn off the fucking fan.
Oh my god, you little hoe. Up.
So if it sounds bad, guys, it's because Sissy wants it to sound fucking bad.
Listen here, stupid. Anyways, keep on talking shit. I'm gonna edit this whole part out.
We're not editing shit. We're doing raw and uncut because we're talking about dick today.
Uncut.
Anyways,
uncut.
Guys. Oh yeah. Okay. So, guys, our topic is dick.
Oh my god. Why do you gotta Sissy, why are you so loud?
Listen. What type of dicks are you interested in?
What is wrong with you?
What type of dicks are you interested in? Uncircumcised or circumcised?
I guess it doesn't matter who's behind the wheel.
No, do you like your dick circumcised or uncircumcised? I personally like uncircumcised dicks.
Oh my god.
It has more of a skin to it. It has more of a... Like, I like seeing the skin hit the head of the fucking dick and going down.
Oh my god.
Like, that shit's nice.
Why? Like,
ooh, just watching it makes me...
So, you like... So you like uncircumcised?
Yeah, uncircumcised. Ew. I like it. That's just crazy.
I guess, whatever. I'd like to say there should be equality for the dick community.
No thanks. I don't know. Like, I'll take either or, but for sure, the one I want is the uncircumcised.
So circumcised is a no-go?
Yeah, I don't like it that much.
Huh.
It's just too out there. I like it when it hides in its little hole.
When it hides in its hole. That's fucking weird. I've never really thought of it like that. To be honest, it's
really?
Whatever, bro. Yeah. As long as they know how to clean their dick, that's all that matters, bro.
That's all that matters?
Yeah. Like, see, I don't have a preference, I guess. I don't know. Maybe not little dicks.
Maybe not little dicks?
No, I'm just kidding. Not like baby dicks? That's weird. I don't know.
Have you ever seen a skinny ass baby dick?
I don't think I have. I don't think I have at all, nigga. No. How about you? Have you?
I've seen a way too much of a skinny dick, but never like a small dick. It was always skinny.
And long?
Kind of long. Not that long. Like, I don't know, but it depends on how the person works with it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be, I guess, as long... Because, okay.
It could be the skinniest dick, listen, and that person could, like, drive you across the walls and fucking...
Flip you around
manhand you and shit.
Okay,
yeah.
Look, listen. What I'm trying to...
Wait, guys, I have a surprise. Oh, wait. It was fucking silent. I thought I was gonna fart big, but, again, I have my monthly, so my diaper... covers the fart, so it won't come out.
I'm fucking done. You better. Oh my god. You better not fucking fart.
Come on.
That's disgusting. Anyways, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I guess it depends
on. What does it depend on?
If they, I don't know. Nah, what if they, I guess, yeah, if they know to work it, I guess.
Exactly. They have to know how to work it.
Oh, okay. What I was gonna say was that, okay, the female's, if I'm not mistaken, her cervix or whatever, is like 3 inches. So, I mean, as long as, you know, you're bigger than 3 inches, you should be good, scientifically speaking.
Yeah.
So, chillin'. You see, 3 inches and up, fellas.
And if you small, don't even try. Oh, just go fucking evaluate yourself.
Why? It's not their fault.
Yeah, they could take pills.
You think?
Yeah, they have that.
They have pill enlargers?
Yeah.
Oh, yo. I should,
You should hand it out to the people you know.
I should sell. Nigga, I don't know that many people. You act like I run a fucking fucking dick pic. Yo, you know what? Yeah, I've seen a pretty... I've seen a lot of dicks. Guys are weird.
The fuck you have?
Guys are weird as fuck. They're like, oye, mommy, mira, click.
Guys are weird. You're click. A weird sissy.
Click. Mira. Click. I don't know, nigga. You're gonna fucking tell me no niggas fucking randomly sent you dick pics?
Yeah, but you're cute. Like... I'm talking about in person.
No, nigga. I'm talking about like over fucking,
over the phone. I've been getting a bunch of dick pics, but I'm saying that in person.
Oh fuck! I think I got an eyelash in my eye. Oh my god!
It sucks to suck, huh, buddy boy?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Did this person?
No.
No?
No.
It didn't come out?
No.
Oh.
You're fucking weird.
Wow.
Whatever, bro.
That means you suck ass. Anyways.
What's the next? Yo!
That means you suck.
Whatever, dude. I don't care, bro. Because okay, I'm not even pressed. He has a hella experience. So, yeah, I probably did suck ass. Fucking.
Go sissy.
What was the next topic?
Next topic is me. Pros and cons of being relationship.
Single, or being so, single and relationship.
Sissy, what do you
go
like?
First?
Okay, I'm gonna start with my pros
of relationship.
The reason why I like being in a relationship is because I don't know. It makes me feel like secure. I have someone there,
like secure,
and it makes me happy. But for some motherfucking reason, this always happens to me. I can never last longer than 2 years. Once that 2 year hits, I always leave. Yeah. I don't know why. It's weird. And I can love the person to death, but I'll just fucking go. Like, I don't know why. Like, once it hits the date, I'm just like, bye.
Yeah?
And they don't hear from me. Unless I actually really like them, then I'll talk back and forth, but I'll leave no matter what. It's fucking weird.
That is weird.
I get bored. I don't know. I get bored. I mean, I know Aquariuses are known to not like being in relationships. They like being
open.
Yeah, open. So maybe it's that. Maybe I'm just fucking gay and I don't fucking know it. But either or, I feel like I just leave. I get bored.
I don't know. It happens, dude. I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to say that as I've gotten older, I like relationships.
Then why aren't you in one?
Because I just...
Exactly. So therefore, you don't like relationships. You like doing other people. Like, you like talking to other people. You don't want to just talk to one. You just want to talk to multiple. But if it was for you, you'd be in a relationship and you would want him to allow you to talk to everyone else.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I feel like you're that way.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like that's your vibe.
You think I'm a flirty ass nigga?
You fucking flirt, sissy. That's
because I'm
single.
That's
the reason why people are just like, when I tell you certain things of don't be this nice to this person because this person takes it as something else.
It's just, bro.
Guys don't understand what friends is. Guys, there's no such thing in my eyes as guys and girls being friends. Something's gonna fucking happen regardless. There's no, yeah, unless the guy's really mature and, you know, he can have friends, then that's fine. But if you have a fucking guy that's a fucking horny fuck, there is no fucking friends. Yeah, and if they, like, never been in relationships and they're, like, thirsty, you can't be friends with those either.
Oh, okay.
They don't understand the meaning of fucking friends. And when you're nice to them, they just fucking, they take it as, oh, this bitch loves me. No, motherfucker. We don't fucking love you, bitch. It's just...
Yo, you sound pressed as fuck, dude.
We're just friends. It's just friends. That's how you fucking say it.
Okay.
You don't fucking know.
Yeah. I feel you.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Dude, you're pressed as fuck.
I'm crusty.
You're pressed. Oh. You're pressed.
Because crusty girl. I hate when I have a guy friend and they just go the fucking extra mile to be extra, and then it just fucks up the whole vibe.
It fucks it all up.
And I'm just like, then you feel
weird, right?
Yeah, I feel weird, and it sucks because I want to be friends with them, but like, it's not gonna fucking work.
Because they're thirsty.
Because they're thirsty as fuck, and obviously they're fucking ugly. Like, I like my guys. I don't know. I don't look for looks. I just look for personality.
That's good.
If you can make me laugh,
then you're chilling.
And take care of me, then and you're feed good, me, you're then set. I'm good. You can't be fucking butt ugly either, but you, if you're like, you have little flaws, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just fucking love me.
Yeah.
What about you, sissy?
Shit, you're pressed as fuck.
Oh, I'm fucking pressed.
Fuck.
Go, sissy.
Damn, bruh. Okay, the what I like about relationships.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know. Like, I feel, like, secure, I guess.
You feel spoiled. Just fucking put it out there.
No. Not even like that. Like, it's nice to know that you always... If it's, like, something serious, like, it's nice to know that you're always gonna have somebody there.
If
good and bad.
They aren't pussies. You know what I fucking hate is a waste of time. I fucking hate a waste of time. When a motherfucker says, I've been here forever and I will fucking love you. And then fucking 2 years, fucking Cracker Jack wants to fucking hit the road. And then you fucking waste your whole fucking time with the motherfucker that didn't give a fuck. And then you're just like, well, fuck me. I'm fucking 2 years older. My life is fucking going away. And what the fuck is happening? Nada. No dick. No family.
No
fucking house. No whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you sound pressed.
So. I'm pressed because I want all these motherfucking ain't shit, nobody, niggas, you ain't shit. I'm going to tell y'all something.
Are you speaking ain't from shit. Personal experience?
Oh, I'm speaking from personal experience.
Oh, okay. Damn. So is it like recent or is it like old news?
Old news, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
And if it was recent, everybody can know that this nigga ain't shit. Oh, okay?
Shit. I feel shit. You.
Nobody shit.
Nobody shit. Sissy. I mean, I ain't shit, bro.
Like, you have to trust. You have to have a lot of trust in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, facts.
And some people just fuck it up. So that's why I keep my guard
up.
And that's why I smoke weed. Because you know what? The only motherfucker that ain't gonna hurt me
is the Mary Jane, bro.
Is the Mary Jane.
Hola, Mary. Bang.
And some fucking drinks on the side.
Oh, shit. So, like, fucking, what is that drink called? Jose Cuervo.
Jose Cuervo.
Jackie. Come on,
ooh,
Jackie.
Ooh.
That's chilling. Okay.
Sex on the beach.
Chilling, bro.
Vibes. Just two of those and I'm gone.
And you're gone? Just two?
Don't you just love being drunk?
It just gives not
me
really.
I feel like I'm floating in air, like I feel like I'm more open.
I don't like it. I don't like drinking. Like, I feel like personally drinking makes me super emotional. I'm already an emotional person, so like drinking just like,
I don't know, it makes me happy, but yo, that fucking other day, I don't know what, like, shit went off the walls. I was just like,
it was wild.
It
was tequila, bro.
I don't know how I'm gonna feel Sunday. How do you think?
I think you're gonna be chilling, bro.
I want Alfredo to make that fucking drink he made us last time.
Yeah, that orange.
It didn't even taste
shit?
Like anything.
I don't know, but.
But
that,
it got me fucked.
Did it get?
Fuck yeah, I was dancing some fucking.
Oh, yo,
music.
Yeah, you're doing some African shit too, bro. Waka waka, some fucking.
Samanamana, eh.
Oh my god.
Waka waka, eh. Samanamana sakalengwa.
Sakwalengwa.
This is Africa.
Fucking
ding 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 ding.
Why? Because I feel like it's more Indian now. I'm fucking done.
Sissy.
I think it was like an orange drink, no?
I don't know what the fuck it was. He didn't tell me. He just
Yo,
gave
facts.
It to me.
That shit was pretty crazy. Nah, but I tasted the.
Sissy, do you remember that guy?
What?
We were all at Alfredo's house. And I think this was... What day was this? I think it was Thanksgiving. either Thanksgiving or the Christmas party, whatever. Remember that tall guy that asked you out? You were fucking...
You were fucking drunk. I was so drunk.
And you were looking at him. He's like, so, do you have... He's like, do you, can I have your number? And you're just like,
Yo, I didn't want to give it. I didn't want to give it.
Did he text you?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He was like, oh, let's see if you remember me.
Ew, he was so ratchet.
Oh my God.
And then I just looked at him and I was
like, why didn't you help me out?
What you mean? I didn't know what to fucking say, dude.
You're fucked up, nigga. You're fucked up.
You know what? I did help you out because I was like, oh, I was like, I told him, I'm like, oh, she's drunk. She's probably not going to remember. I think that's why he said.
That's why he said, I hope you remember. Or let's see if he remembers.
Ew. What'd you say?
I never texted him back.
Sissy.
What? I've never seen him again. Right?
That was Blank's friend.
Oh. You think there's a possibility?
Yeah.
That I'll see. Oh shit, nigga. I guess, bro, maybe he hates me. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just I was messed up.
Yeah, I think you got plus, dick that bro, day too.
Yeah,
he came back for okay. your ass.
I hate him, bro. I hate him. He ain't shit, bro.
Obviously he ain't shit.
Whatever. Shit happens, you know?
I'm fucking done.
Whatever, bro. I hope he doesn't hate me. I forgot his name, though.
I don't even know his name either.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was wild. I was fucked up. I was in the closet and shit, bro. I felt so secure in the closet. I told Alfredo, if I end up in your closet again, like, just leave me at peace. Just give me a pillow and I'll be chilling. Because, like, I felt so safe in the closet.
I don't know. I like feeling drunk.
I hate it, bro.
It makes me feel like I'm free.
Not that I'm free. Well, no. I just feel sad, bro. I just get sad. Like, the up is good. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, when we start, like, I'm feeling good as fuck. I'm like, yeah, let's go, bro. And then when I continue, that's when it's like...
Sissy, it goes down. You have to get drunk with me.
You act like we haven't gotten drunk together.
Yeah, but you have to do it now. You're turning 22. This is a new fucking chapter.
I think it'll be a good year. Be good.
So you have to get drunk to start the year off.
Okay, Doyang. Okay, I never said that I wasn't gonna get drunk.
I'm just fucking telling you. Don't fucking yell at me.
Nobody's yelling, dude. Listen. I'm not saying that I won't drink. Just know that I hate drinking. But I'm a social drinker.
We gotta tell our friend here to bring us our...
Oh, yeah, fags. I got you.
Did you tell him already?
No, not yet.
No, damn.
Yo, I'm wolfing, bro. Look at it. I'm a diet. I'm a diet. I'm a bitch tomorrow.
You scared me.
You thought I was...
I thought it was a fucking insect inside.
It's a little caterpillar.
Ew. He didn't see that, did he?
No. He would have freaked. You think?
You think he did?
No. No. He didn't. Stop. It feels nice.
Ew. He didn't shave there either.
Yeah, I did.
So you knew you were gonna fucking get your fucking shit. Oh, you look retarded as fuck right now. You're fucking nasty, dude.
I'm fucking slobbering all over the place.
You're nasty.
Listen here, little girl.
It's like you texting him, you gonna eat this pussy.
What is wrong with you?
That's so nasty. Have him lick your armpit hair too.
I know Hyrule braids your fucking pubes, nigga. He makes fucking fishtail braids with your shit.
Nigga.
Ew, your shit long as shit. I braid my own
fucking pubes.
You braid your own pubes?
Yo, I remember when I was smaller. You're fucking gross. Listen, bitch, my mom didn't let me shave my pussy when I was younger. Like, younger, younger. Because obviously, who the fuck is trying to trust me with a razor? When did you start shaving? Like, 18, because that's when I started.
18? That's late.
How? Why? Why is that late? Like, I would cut it to trim it, but, like, I wouldn't shave it.
That's late.
Whatever the fuck. I like my shit to be an afro.
Ew. That way. Afro girl. Ew. I'm going to call you afro girl, bro. You fucking
you want to talk? You want to talk? Girl. Booty girl.
What's... Nigga, I shaved my ass.
Ew, not about whatever, your ass. Nigga. I'm talking about the other thing. Hold
on, go. Can you go?
Anyways, I like it. Oh, well. Whatever. When I was younger, I would braid it. Like, it'd be long enough for a braid to be this to long.
Braid your You're fucking lying.
I swear.
That's like a whole fucking inch, no?
Yeah.
Ew, that's a whole 12 centimeters. I hope I said
but
that.
But now
right.
I do shave because, like, I feel like it's just too
it's
much.
Hygienic?
Yes. So the you know, older you fact. Get, the more fun you fact, need to shave.
Having pubes is more hygienic than shaving.
I don't even know why you use that vaginal shit. That shit's bad for you.
I use
that
it.
That gives cancer.
Well, I may have cancer, but this fucking pussy's gonna smell like sunflowers and rainbows.
No, sissy, and that's ass. Disgusting.
I guess. Whatever.
Don't you feel nasty? A nasty girl?
No. What's our next topic?
Oh, we're just rambling at this point.
Oh, yeah. We're just talking shit.
I just... Fuck. Damn. Are you a titty or an ass lover?
If I were to be gay?
Okay, why do you gotta say if I were to be gay? You already know you're bi, so
but I'm
well...
not though. But I'm not, because I don't check out girls
so
like
see,
that.
See, once you fucking did it, that's it.
But you're, I'm not gonna go back. It was such a bad experience that I would never go back. It's like eating.
I don't know.
Look, it's like
for
eating.
Some fucking
listen,
reason,
it's like eating raw sushi and then you get food poisoning. I'm never gonna fucking eat sushi again, see, nigga. Fuck that.
I'm talking about because I know you look at bitches.
Okay, everybody look at bitches.
Okay, but I'm saying what makes you.
I don't get turned on
listen,
by a bitch.
Listen, motherfucker. Go. What makes you horny? The boobs or the ass? Because I know for a motherfucking fact. Do not fucking come at me talking about you don't get horny when you see some other bitch's titties.
I don't.
You don't.
No, nigga.
You don't.
No.
Sissy.
Why are you so oppressed?
You put you, because I fucking know. I fucking know.
Put
you
me out there with
this?
What? Because I'm not gay.
It's not about being gay. It's
I don't
about,
get turned on by a female
part. It's about liking
it.
Not that you do it. Because with me, a girl... can make me fucking horny, but I will never
I don't know,
go
I
down
can't.
On a bitch, because that's just, to me, it's nasty, and to me, like, I don't like it, but to look at someone,
I
think
don't get,
it's hot.
I don't know.
How the fuck?
I don't. Like, a
how
bitch can be naked, and I won't.
Then how the fuck would you
why
get horny?
Did I get... Why did I date
no,
Melanie?
How would you get horny?
How? It was tough. Like, she would need to go down on me first.
But you liked it when she go down on you.
I like head regardless.
No, motherfucker. I'm talking about her. When she, you saw her titties flap
no,
on your
nigga.
Thighs.
Ew,
and her
what the fuck you think? Fucking flapper jack, nigga? What are you trying to compare her as? Shamu the whale, nigga? She's slapping. You're fucking farting and laughing. You're gross, nigga. No, I wouldn't get... I liked her because of her personality, dude. That's
okay.
What would turn me on.
I don't
not
know
her
how
titties,
the fuck, but anyways.
Not her.
But I'm saying.
I would person, if I was gay, I would go for ass.
Like, I'm going to show you an example.
I would go for ass. Ass.
Okay, but let me show you
not
an example.
Tetas.
When I would watch porn.
Okay.
First, like, I could watch girl and guy porn, but it would take me, like,
longer?
10 minutes. To come.
Yo, do you
as
wait,
to
do
if
you,
I watch girl
wait,
and girl
time, break. Dame un
with
break.
The man,
dame un break.
Then bro, I'll bust in a minute. I'll bust in
dame
a minute.
Un break.
What break?
Okay, so you just, okay? Cause I've never gotten off to like porn.
Why?
So do you like is it full on cum? Like as if you're having sex?
Like my orgasm is better than actually having sex.
I can't.
It's fucking crazy.
I can't. I've never done it.
It's either, I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, shit. Shit's crazy.
I've never
done it. I remember like past relationships when I wouldn't come, but I'll act like I came with the person because obviously I don't want to make them feel bad.
Oh.
I would just run to the bathroom and watch porn and make myself come, and then fucking come back and act like I was taking a shit.
That's sad.
I can't come easily.
Like, okay,
with the dick? No, sissy. Like, unless I'm touching myself.
Oh, I can't. No, I'm the opposite. I can't.
I can't come.
Like, I can go hard as shit and, like, nothing's gonna happen.
Why?
I just don't.
No, but I'm talking
about... It's not the same. Yo, you know... Okay, the best example I can give you... Have you ever tried to give yourself a massage?
No, nigga.
Like, you know how you try to, like, rub your, like, back or some shit or your shoulders yourself, right? And it doesn't feel as good as somebody else doing it for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about the whole masturbating thing. That's why I can't get off, because I
don't think you're doing it right, then.
Maybe not, but I don't know.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What are you rubbing?
My clitoris.
Okay, but how hard?
I go hard.
You gotta go soft.
I've tried going soft. It doesn't do anything. So, like, I don't know. I'm super rough. So, like, I go hard. And, like, I get, like, a little, but I've never
kind of. What kind of porn have you tried seeing?
I don't watch porn.
That's the thing. If you don't fucking watch
look,
it.
Look, I've tried
masturbating. There's some videos of a guy jumping off that you'll just
break.
Be like, what the fuck?
Double break. Oh my god.
And he just fucking splatters like, everywhere.
Hello.
What?
I've only ever masturbated to, like, I guess if I would be in a relationship at the time. Like, I would masturbate to, like, my significant other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. It's more mental for me. Like, I can't masturbate to random people.
I can't.
I don't fucking know. I can't, dude. Like, I don't know. That's why, I don't know. I just can't.
I mean, I used to do it a lot back then, but now I don't watch it. No, I just feel like a fucking vieja. Like, I don't need sex. That's how I feel.
Ew. Dude, you're only 25.
Sissy,
chill down.
It doesn't matter. To be honest, Sissy, sometimes you just gotta sacrifice. And you
fuck
gotta
that.
Say, you know what? I'm putting my foot down and I don't wanna do shit. And that's how it works.
Fuck
you gotta,
that.
You gotta discipline yourself.
Fuck that.
Because
if I'm with somebody, I'm gonna have sex, dude. Like, almost
nasty,
all the time,
dude.
Bro. Either oral sex, just oral sex, because if we're lazy that day, I'm sucking dick, nigga. I don't care what is gonna happen. I don't know. I'm a very sexual person.
Well, I know, sister, you told me today. Nasty girl.
Creepy. Very crazy.
Sissy.
But yeah, like, I don't know. That's how I feel. Yo, it's 28 minutes.
Oh, that you just want to end it here?
Yeah, I'd like to say we had a pretty productive podcast. You were very pressed.
I
feel like we
so
got
too.
A lot of emotion out of you tonight. You were fucking pressed as fuck.
Because I could go
like
on that topic forever.
I like it. I liked it. You were very dedicated to the topic and
boys are stupid.
You.
No offense.
Yeah, I mean NAS, bro. NAS.
That's why you need to date men, but sometimes...
Oh, yeah, sometimes men...
You know what? Nowadays, the younger guys are more committed than the older ones now.
Why? What do you mean the
younger
guys?
They're more mature.
What do you mean the younger... How young are you talking?
Like, from 21, like 20 to 23, they're more mature than a fucking 27 to 20. They're more like... They're stupid.
You know what? I don't know. I feel like, because I know a 23-year-old and he's ready to settle down and get married and
exactly.
All that.
They're more committed as to like...
And then I know like...
nowadays, barely people get married. Yeah. Like, everyone's fucking all over the place. Because
they're doing their own thing, dude. They're fucking popping ass and sucking.
And that's what I fucking hate. Like, I'm more of a...
of a together.
Date, get married, have a family.
That's dope.
Vacation.
You're very formal.
Old fashioned.
I like that.
But now all you motherfuckers want to be hoes because God knows why. Like, I hate... if I could tell you one month, if I could tell you one motherfucking thing I hate, and I'm gonna be pressed as fuck. When you give the ugly motherfucker a chance, and then they turn it around and make you feel like you're fucking ugly.
Not even ugly, bro, but you give the one that wanted.
And they fucking cheat.
And they,
and they fucking talk to other bitches. Like, motherfucker, you were ugly in the beginning. Some fucking reason you got me for a God-given chance. And you gonna fuck it up just to fucking talk to these dirty ass, Q-tip looking ass, bitch ass, nanny ass hoes?
Nanny
ass. Nah, bitch. That doesn't fly with me.
I feel like you're very...
that doesn't fly with me.
You're building up tension again.
I'm building up tension because everyone needs to fucking know.
You're getting pretty
pressed. That niggas ain't shit. Oh, I'm fucking being pressed because you know what? You give the ugly motherfucker a chance and they want to make you feel fucking ugly. I don't think so. I don't think so. Unless, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Like,
small balls, big dick, nigga. Big dick, small balls.
And they're fucking sex know. Sucks ass. Ass.
Damn, well, I mean, sometimes shit happens, bro. Not everybody can have, like, a 50 Shades of Grey type thing. But God, best know I will. Best know I will.
Yeah, with what? With a fucking cheater.
I'm gonna have 50.
With a fucking cheater. Ooh. Everybody's a fucking cheater nowadays.
Everybody
doesn't know how to keep their fucking dick in their pants and their legs fucking closed. I hate one of them bitches.
Puta.
Yo, I hate those bitches that know you're in a relationship
and
they fucking dig themselves inside the relationship. No one invited you.
Look, I feel like you're pressed again.
Oh, I'm pressed. And I'm going to stay pressed because they're going to fucking hear. If this shit has to be 40 minutes long, it's going to be 40 minutes long. And I know they want to fucking hear it because they want to know how the fuck I feel. Okay. So let me say something, sissy. What the fuck was I saying? Bitches that just love to fucking get in the relationship. Like, why? Why? I don't understand. You see, the person's in a relationship. It goes for girls and guys.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck do you want to be the third wheel? Do you not understand you're the side bitch? He's coming home to me. Like, these bitches don't understand that you're the side bitch.
Yeah.
You're the side.
Side puta.
Like, I don't understand
side papaya.
How girls could just be so like, I'm okay to be the side bitch. Bitch, side what papaya. Are you getting but dick? Dirty dick at that.
Dirty dick. Because his face was in your ass.
Exactly.
She's kissing your ass.
Dirty dick.
Dirty dick, nigga.
Like, it's fucking disgusting.
I'm just hyping you up. But yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's fucking gross.
With my ex, if you would have fucking seen, sissy, if you would have fucking seen what he cheated on me with, I swear. Can imagine. She looked like a fucking...
Q-tip ass?
No.
Fucking
she looked like a fucking
mambong.
A T-Rex. I'm gonna show you her right now.
You ain't shit.
I'm gonna show you her right now, and you're gonna be so fucking shook. You're gonna be like, sissy.
Oh shit.
What the fuck?
What happened
was he
there?
Thinking?
I support.
Oh my god, you're gonna fucking laugh.
I'm gonna try to hold my loud, obnoxious laugh. I'm gonna try to hold it.
You're gonna be like, what? And I'm gonna be like,
crazy. Yep. It's fucking wild, dude.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, sometimes shit happens, bro. And like, what are you gonna do?
I guess.
You can't really do much about it, bro. But,
Oh, wait, I have her here. I fucking screenshotted it. Because the person was like, how could someone cheat on you with that? And I'm like, nigga, I don't even fucking know. I was shooken. I was like, oh, you want to play those games? Okay, bitch.
Did you cheat on him?
No.
You didn't cheat on him to get back at him and then break up with him?
I'm not those type of people that get revenge.
Oh, I mean,
like, you did what you did.
Fuck you.
If that's the games you want to play,
suck my dick.
Then go ahead.
Yeah. Suck a fucking malopo.
But I will never.
Suck a malopo.
I will never.
Dice eso.
Fucking get revenge for
chupa
what?
Chupa mi malopo.
For I could feel dirty? No malopo. Thanks.
Yeah, I get you. Because you're not dirty, bruh. You're just a malopo.
You're, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What is that?
You sound like such a white girl, dude.
What is it?
You sound like you go to Starbucks every morning to get your fucking ice.
Yo, when I used to live with, I mean live. When I used to be with Stephanie, every day, fucking Starbucks.
Yo, I she's white, so I would imagine.
She's not white, sissy.
Isn't she like Italian or some shit? What the fuck? She looks like Dora the Explorer, but anorexic.
Right? Fea de cojones.
Shit happens.
And I told him, the next time you fucking cheat with anybody, make sure that other person looks 10 times better. Because what you showed me here, I was just so shooketh. I was like, what the fuck?
Un malopo.
It's disgusting.
Eso es un malopo.
He's a fucking boboso, is what the fuck he was. But you know what? Shit happens.
¿Cómo te llama? Malopo.
Shit happens, because if I were to play the voicemails that he fucking leaves there, he'd be embarrassed.
Damn. You should do it.
Should I play it here?
You should.
You guys...
Oh my god, you're such a fucking...
I'm not gonna do that to that person. But just fucking know that...
She has your ass by the balls, little boy.
I have your ass by
she
the balls.
She has you by the tips of her of your ass hairs. The tips. So, mira, and your ass hair is gone. Adios, malopo.
Well, guys, today's podcast was a bit aggressive, but I needed to fucking...
Not aggressive, just had a lot of heart.
Yes.
You know? We were very passionate about this particular topic.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Because we both dated ugly niggas that took us for granted.
Shit happens, bro. What are you gonna do?
So...
Ugly nigga gang, bruh.
You ain't shit.
It's all good, bruh.
So, thank you for watching the Rose Fee podcast.
You mean hearing.
Oh, yeah. I always keep saying watching.
After hours.
After hours.